This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The city of Chicago has a new mayor who's breaking ground in a number of ways. Lori Lightfoot is Chicago's first black female leader, as well as its first openly gay one. She has pledged to institute police reform and fight the city's high rate of violent crime. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Lori Lightfoot swearing in featured two firsts.
Chicago's first black woman mayor and first openly gay mayor.
Lightfoot is facing some challenges. The biggest could be her plan to overhaul the Chicago Police Department.
People cannot and should not live in neighborhoods that resemble a war zone.
The new mayor says there is no higher calling than restoring safety and peace to Chicago neighborhoods.
Enough of the shootings, enough of the guns, enough of the violence.
The fiercest resistance to the mayor in Chicago will come from rank-and-file police officers and the union that represents them. I'm Ed Donahue.
Indonesian President Joko Widodo, or Jokowi, has won last month's presidential election with 55.5% of the vote. Indonesia's election committee made the announcement early Tuesday local time. So far, there's been no official comment from Widodo's campaign. Widodo defeated Army General Prabowo Subianto, who got 44.5% of the vote. About 193 million voters participated in the election April 17th. U.S. health officials report 41 new cases of measles were reported across the United States last week, bringing the total number of cases for the year to 880. That's the highest total since 1994. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said outbreaks have been recorded in 24 states. Measles were declared eradicated in the U.S. in 2000, but they've had a resurgence in the wake of the anti-vaccine movement. This is VOA News. U.S. Customs and Border Patrol has announced a 16-year-old Guatemalan boy has died in custody after entering the country illegally a week ago. He's been identified as Carlos Gregorio Hernandez Vazquez. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection said in a statement that Border Patrol apprehended the teenager in the Rio Grande Valley of South Texas on May 13th. And during a welfare check this morning, the agency says the teenager was found unresponsive. While the agency did not say why the teenager was detained, it adds he was due for placement in a facility for youth operated by the Department of Health and Human Services. A 2-year-old child died last week after he and his mother were detained by the Border Patrol. I'm Shelley Adler.
Google said Monday it's restricting China's Huawei telecommunications company from access to the Android operating system. Google said it's making the move in compliance with the Trump administration's blacklisting of Huawei as a national security threat. Millions of Huawei phones already in use will continue to have access to Google services such as Gmail, YouTube, and Google Maps. But last week's order will curb the future transfer of hardware, software, and services to Huawei. Huawei is the world's second biggest smartphone manufacturer behind South Korea's Samsung. Egypt's Interior Ministry says security forces killed 12 suspected militants during raids Monday near Cairo. A ministry statement linked the militants to an armed affiliate of the Muslim Brotherhood. It said authorities found explosives, weapons, and ammunition at two different raid sites. The operation came a day after a roadside bomb hit a tourist bus near Egypt's Giza pyramids, although the Interior Ministry did not link the two incidents. 17 people were wounded in Sunday's attack, and no one has claimed responsibility for that incident. Sweden issued Monday a formal request to detain WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, who's currently jailed in Great Britain. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A Swedish prosecutor says if the court decides to detain Assange on probable cause suspected for rape, a European arrest warrant will be issued. The development sets up a possible future tug of war between Sweden and the US over any extradition of Assange from Britain. In that eventuality, British authorities will have to decide any conflict between a European arrest warrant and the U.S. extradition request for Assange. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Television comedian Volodymyr Zelensky took the oath of office Monday as the new president of Ukraine. As expected, he immediately dissolved Ukraine's parliament and called for snap elections. He also announced his main goal is to achieve a ceasefire in eastern Ukraine, where government troops have been fighting with Russia-backed separatists for 5 years. Marissa Melton, VOA News.